Greetings, salutations, love, time, myself, motivators, and game changers. This is Miss King King on Level Head Radio. Hope y'all feeling good, feeling great. Enjoying the blessed days that God has gave. The devil doesn't want you to have the slice of pie. It's also known as your blessing, your inheritance, the promise that God is going to keep. Hence, going to keep. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. But a lot of times we don't think about that scripture. We think about all the possibilities of why we can't inherit anything that God said is ours. When God puts his signature on it, it's pretty much a done deal. The reason you're going through all that opposition, the reason that you're going through all that pain, is because it's supposed to drive you and derail you to think and question about God. And is he really going to do this? Is God really love me? Am I really his child? I mean, then you start thinking and analyzing everything that's going wrong instead of everything that can go right. All God said was have a mustard seed, and that's all you need. And you're thinking the worst case scenario, and you're stunting your growth. You already put your seed in the ground, and all you have to do is water it with that thing called faith. All you have to do is water it with that thing called hope. All you have to do is water it with a thing called patience. You prayed, you asked God, and God should receive. He told Solomon, I completed a promise because I promised your father, David, that you would be king. God comes through. He came through with everybody he's made a promise with. He promised Noah he would be safe. Wasn't Noah safe? So when you think about giving up, think about why you started. Think about why you should keep the faith going. Think about why and how you can overcome. Because God is not going to give you understanding. He'll give you the steps, but you have to have a faith. You have to have faith to just take a leap. I mean, sometimes when you're playing hopscotch, the chalk fades, right? Am I wrong? I don't know if you're a male or female, but when I grew up, I played chalk. I played chalk hopscotch, and I used to draw the ones through eighth, and then I used to put those boxes, and sometimes the wind would blow the chalk, and you couldn't see the box, but then I knew what was already there. I knew, and I had faith that box was there. Yes, that sounds a little extreme, but at the same time, you get the concept. I took a leap of faith and hopped and played that game. Some people was like, hey, you don't have the numbers, but we knew where they were before. Therefore, if you know what God told you, why are you listening to those haters? Why are you listening to those naysayers? Why are you listening to those people who are telling you everything can't happen? All things through Christ can strengthen me. You telling me that God gave you those visions and he's not going to make them come true? You're telling me that God gave you that dream and he's not going to let you come true? He gave Martin Luther King a dream and he made it happen, okay? He changed nations. You telling me that God ordained Moses to lead over 60,000 people out of slavery? So you're telling me that God can't deliver you from the situation? I've been homeless and hungry and worried about where my next meal was gonna come, where I was gonna find shelter, carted up in a park, wrapped up in my jacket, didn't even have a blanket, and people walked by like I was nothing. But you know what? God not only got me out of that situation, but he made sure that I'm so happy that it happened in a way, because I appreciate my shelter now. I appreciate food now. It could be a ramen noodle. It could be a sandwich. I mean, it could be just a bag of Lay's chips. But you know what? When you go through the hardship, nobody understands your pain like you do. Nobody understands your purpose like you do. So don't let nobody rewrite your story. Only you can tell your story. And when you let the devil get in your ear, and he's going to send those people who are going to look like angels of light. He even disguises himself. Wolves in sheep's clothing, okay? So when you cry to keep going, not to quit. always look at the pot up and up, okay? Now, I'm not saying don't discern and be foolish. I'm saying look in the highest thought. Have the highest thought. Think about the best possibility. Because with the other side of this tunnel, yes, I did stutter. At the other side of the tunnel, there is going to be a lighted way. I mean, follow Yellow Brick Road, right? All right, y'all, stay tuned. Or maybe I'm tripping. Peace. All right, we're back. Well, maybe I'm tripping. But what's going on with these men wearing women clothes? It's like I want some sons one day, and I don't want them turning out to be a sissy lala wearing a skirt saying, "Mom, do I look date ready?" I mean, what are you trying to infiltrate? A girl? Because it's already enough that they feel like if a boy has long hair, he's trying to emulate a girl. But he's not. But when he actually wears leggings, when he's actually wearing skirts, you're demasculating these little boys. You're not making men. You're making little modelless girls. I mean, they don't have no ounce. It's like all the... Oh my gosh, it's like you're sucking all the manly values and making them feel, not only feel like no man, but also look like. So it's like they don't have anything to base off what the standard of being a man is like. What happens to putting a suit on a man saying, look, I mean, this is what women like? What happened to saying, hey, take care of yourself, this is a groom, you know, walk through the cologne and you know, and spin around and have more self-confidence. If you get beat up, go to the gym. If you don't like the way you look like, work out. I mean, what happened to that? But you're like, hey, get your skirt on? What is that? I mean, it seems like even men had take care of their hair better than these women out here. There was this man on YouTube, and he was talking about he deep conditions his hair. His hair was more silky smooth and shiny than most of these women I see here with weave. Even natural hair. It just blew me away. I've never seen a more epidemic where we're demasculating men. Why do these men in Hollywood have to wear these skirts? Why do these kids, why is this being pushed on these kids? I mean, I saw this old interview and I said, where is this coming from? I mean, they got Snoop Dogg wearing nail polish. They got Snoop Dogg wearing skirts. They got Kanye West. They got, what's his name? Omar Epps. They got all these people still wearing it. Then they call it, they put a slit in these shirts. Like, what is that? A slit? Now they probably gonna have men wearing halter tops. If you heard it from me first, then if they wear it, man, I'm sorry, but that's something that was in my spirit. If they wearing halter tops, nail polish, leggings, I mean, even wearing purses and calling them man bags. You need to really stay and get your kids in check and watch what they wearing. Because if you got to put your hand in a man bun and you ain't sitting there putting no hard work, no hammer or anything, nail in your chest, and you ain't no artist per se, but I'm just saying, it's different if a man acts feminine, but to just say men have a feminine culture altogether, that's crazy, man. Maybe I'm tripping. Just let me know, all right? Stay tuned for Level Head Love. Peace. Yay! Alright, we're back with Level Head Love. I'm gonna start a shout out to the Lord and Savior, but without him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. Alright? Second in my family. First, my husband, Donovan. Sometimes I feel like I don't deserve your love. Thank you so much for loving me past my pain, past me being a pain. And seeing me through my purpose. Lord, thank you for my daughter, Alana Larie. She just turned 3 September 13th. Wow, this is 3 years strong. Didn't think I could have children. And, but, you know, just pray that we can have more. And, you know, Father God, I want to say, please protect all those people who are listening to this podcast. Father God, allow your Holy Spirit to dwell in their lives. Let them see you as I see you, love, faithful, powerful, and mighty. Lord, let all the encounters that feel that they're causing us nothing but pain and setting us back, open our eyes to just see that we are not defeated, but we're being set up for a blessing. Lord, let's look at this only as a temporary setback to being prepared for better. Something that instead of asking what can you do for us, what can we do for you? Change our attitudes, Lord. Allow this situation that we're having with all this anger harnessing in our bodies and look at love, not as a virus, but as something that could nourish us back to health. With trusting in you that you would never fail. I know that a lot of people are talking about blessings, Lord, about what we can get for you and being abundance in you, but it's more than that. This is a test, and I do not want to fail. I'm sure everybody else doesn't want to fail as well, Lord. I know that you are strong and mighty, and we don't want to believe sometimes, and I'm guilty of it. Please forgive me for my unbelief in spirit. Lord, allow me to stay positive and allow me to have the wisdom and obtain the understanding to be closer to you. Lord, we thank you for giving us another day above ground and being our key to love and success. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, it's time to ease our minds and unwind and take this moment to not feel defeated, to not dwell on what can stop us, but what can prosper us, to believe and receive the messages of the music, all right? But not to look in the difficult, but to smile through it and make the difficult look easy, all right? I hope these three songs bless you like it's blessed me, all right? Stay tuned for the closing thoughts of part two of the message. Peace. All right, my friends, where do I begin? Where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing end. Man, you know, when I think of a slice of anything, I think about deliciousness. I think about every bite, you know, how I savor every moment. And we're so eager, we don't enjoy the ingredients. We don't enjoy the product itself. I mean, have you ever looked at the chicken, fried chicken, and just took apart the skin and just heard the crispiness of fried chicken? Have you ever sliced through cake with your fork and literally felt the moisture on your finger when you accidentally got it on your fingertips? You know, a lot of times we want God to hurry up with the process. But we don't realize that if we got what we've been praying for right now, at this very moment, it will lead to our destruction. God doesn't elevate before he prepares you. I know I was trying to mind, but he won't elevate you until you're properly prepared. Why would you send a soldier into battle without the proper stuff? I mean, he's going to have you deal with some things to see how far, even though he knows, he is going to test you to see what you have. What are your strengths and weaknesses, okay? And the devil has been watching you. and he's been strategizing against you. That's why your bills, that's why everything is coming against you, the ducks in a row, but it seems like all the ducks are getting shot. It's duck season. You know? So, every time you don't remember what you've been through and what you're giving up at this very moment, when you even think to give the acknowledgement of quitting, when you even think of throwing in that towel, when you think about all your dreams coming to an end, you're letting the devil win. God knows the outcome. Why don't you believe? Why won't you receive this faith? When faith is just trusting in God, even when we don't understand his plan. Look, I'd rather complain to remain sane than actually bicker and be bitter and then wonder what is. That little slice of pie might be your business running. That little slice of pie might be you getting off the streets. That little slice of pie might be a baby. That little slice of pie might be, but you know what? We can't pretend or act like this significant thing is gonna determine our happiness. We have to work and diligently seek God so he can have be on our team and you can be aligned so he can give you the necessary steps to be better, not bitter. Sometimes we just gotta be still and catch ourselves. Cause a lot of times we just wanna be in the moment, be rich, be successful, be prosperous, be something instead of faithful. Are you gonna let go of your promise because of a little turbulence? Oh yeah, I'm not gonna lie and say flying's not scary because I'm afraid of that as well, but wouldn't you rather feel comfortable knowing that all this is not gonna be for nothing? Wouldn't you rather have the story to say, I didn't waste my time. I believed, I accepted that God was gonna push me towards greatness. I believe that in time, God will strengthen my faith. God will show me the way. Instead, I chose to leap. All right? I don't know what this is for. But let God be God. And won't you work every day to be a better you? And be, I'd rather be prepared, over prepared than under prepared. So won't you, instead of complaining about what's going wrong and seeing everything, yes, it's hard when you have no food. It's hard to think clear. It's hard to think clear when you get rained on at night, when you're sleeping on the streets. It's hard. It's hard to have trust when you have family members who've been betraying you, and you have people who have shown, give you lie after lie instead of trust themselves. But you know what? Won't you trust in yourself to, if you fail, fail again, but fail forward, not backwards. Have passion in your energy and focus on the faith. Not the failures. All right, y'all. I love y'all. God loves you. And remember, from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.